The barn. Wind clatters the loose tin roof of the barn today, as it did 35 years ago when I lived here and wrote that sound into what I hoped was a poem. Sweet hay filled the barn back then. Children filled a pail with warm squirts and left the milk cow safe for the night. I've forgotten the cow's name now. The kids and bales are gone, and the barn itself is going, board after board splayed loose by sun and storm. The door swings on squalling hinges. Snow blows in through the gaping walls and swirls on the packed earth floor, where a coffee can and scraps of wire, withered corpses of mice, and splinters of the barn's own body lie where they have lain for years. It was made, they say, down valley somewhere, before anyone can remember, dismantled and rebuilt here, close to the year I was born. And now that sparse history, too, is falling away, with its warped boards and tattered roof, and I say, good. Why should the barn hold on to what it cannot keep? Let it strip down now to its surest self, to the stalwart posts and beams that nameless makers long in the ground adzed and joined with pegs. Let the frame stand as long as it will. Let hawks perch there by day and owls by night. Let the spirited air that once pummeled the walls now whistle freely through. Let it burnish those timbers, smooth of history and time itself, of everything but the old keen light of the hunter's moon as it arcs long and mute across the clear cold night.